Wow, that's
technical director.
Technical director. Wow, welcome to the Marvelous One.
We got a Wookie behind him. The
there
monitor.
Is a.
You big Wookie?
Yeah, Harry.
Good. Let's stick with
when Harry met Sally.
Is this thing working? Am I on?
You are on. I hear you. Oh,
okay.
Fine.
Okay. Good.
You're
because there's only two of us. If one mic is down, then
it's a much better show.
Wait, if whose mic's down?
Yeah, mine's fine, right? We all know that mine's fine.
Stop skating around the edges. Tell Timmy straight, man.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Marvelous Ones. We have a lot of trailers. This is what we decided, Pipples. This is why we were unprepared for the show.
Who are you calling Pebbles Pimples?
Pipples.
Pipples.
Did you ever see the movie Zorro the Gay Blade?
I don't watch those movies.
It's a comedy with George...
I might have. What is that? Was in the 1942? When was that movie?
Old. Man. Zorro the Gay Blade was like 80s.
And by the way, we're missing Man Formation again. One more episode here.
George Hamilton.
I know who the man is, but I don't know if I've watched the movie.
Oh, it is funny. It's hysterical when Zorro dresses up in all these different colors instead of his black.
Yeah.
And the Spanish conquistador, I think he is. It's like.
They got the metal helmets.
No, that's not a conquistador.
It is, too.
No, I mean the guy in the movie isn't a conquistador. He doesn't have a metal. He's a general.
I'm being historically accurate.
You are, and that's way better than I could be. Anyways, he's like, so he's dressed as an avocado, a peach. And the guy's red. He goes, red like a rose or red like a plum?
That sounds familiar.
And the guy's like, a plum. It's a great movie.
After the show, I'm going to tell you where the term avocado came from.
I don't know if I want to know that.
You're gonna.
Sometimes I eat those things. What's the opposite of Christopher Reeve?
You're a mean man.
I'm just warning you.
I don't like you.
I know.
You're a bad man. Bad man.
So what we decided...
Yes.
While
we're missing Man Formation.
We're missing Man Formation. Warren is still... He's in the last week of his suspension for matting.
I thought he was just lost in the wilderness that is West Virginia again.
No. He was like trying to hit me to come back. He's like, how do I get back from here? I'm like, you can't get there from here.
Was he hitting you or hitting on you?
Yeah, exactly.
You rascal.
Dirty rascal.
You sexy minx.
Anyways, we decided we're going to talk about Ant-Man and the Wasp next week.
Right, just because.
We got a lot of trailers.
We got fresh spanking trailers from San Diego.
It's almost like we're South Carolina.
How do you equate that?
They're trailer parks. We got a lot of trailers.
I think Myrtle Beach. I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Parks. No. You got to leave the mile. Once you get a mile away from the beach, it's like trailer parks.
I only go to the beach.
Florida? Trailer parks?
Okay. Well, yeah. All right.
Ocean City?
Man, you just live on the dark side. You know?
Yeah. I'm poor. I'm staying in trailer parks when I go to these places.
Get an Uber. Go 10 miles outside of your radius.
Yeah,
man.
Uber
Seriously.
Costs money.
I'd say pay them.
Plus, when I call Goober, Uber is more like Goober, and I get like a Billy Bob in a pickup truck. Then, oh, you heard you need a ride down.
Well,
hop in the back.
According to you, those are your people anyway.
Yeah, I know. I kind of want to start a business now called Goober. Uber for real Americans.
We have most of our tires.
Some have treads. Anyways, so we got a lot of trailers. Where are we starting?
Where are we going?
We got Shazam.
Shazam, Godzilla. We got both the Walking Deads.
The Walking Deads and Aquaman.
Oh, yes, and the Aquaman.
And the Aquaman.
Two of them are DC. Look at that.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised.
Aquaman looked fun. I see that face look on your face.
I'm hoping it's better than the trailer gives me. The trailer did not give me warm fuzzies.
No, it did not. But it had cool visuals.
Beyond that,
I'm a little worried about story.
I'm worried about the storyline because they're acting like, oh my God, he's coming back like he's never been there. But in Justice League, we saw him there defending the box, or lack thereof.
Did they go retro a bit? No, I don't know. Real time.
I didn't see anything that said
retro.
Because
they are doing Origin. His mom there was a term in Goodwill Hunting when the hot girl goes into the dirty town and finds just to have a good time with one of the townies.
Slumming?
Yeah. Kinda, yeah. Where, you know, the queen went out and she went slumming with like some fisherman, and that's that, you know, Aquaman's pop.
Yeah, I don't know, right. I'm just not sure.
I mean, they're playing the whole.
There's a lot going on in the trailer, and I think that kind
of. I'm specifically talking about like the backstory or the flashback of how he originated his parents and everything. So yeah, bring in what's her name and Tom Cruise's ex wife and current
Nicole
wife.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, because that's his mom. So they're playing the whole Spock thing. You know, half God, half this, half that. You know, Thor.
Yeah.
No, Thor is all God. Sorry. But no, so it's like Spock. It's half Vulcan, half human,
right?
And this one half human, half are Atlanteans gods. But anyway, Atlantean.
Well,
whatever.
Okay. See, that's where I'm getting confused with the DC universe, right?
I'm always confused.
They made like the Amazons gods, but then they only have one that's a goddess. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
are
the
Atlanteans gods, or are they just underwater sea people?
I'm leaning towards underwater sea people who've got special talents.
Yeah. So,
Wonder Woman's a god.
So the king of them are gods? Is that how this works? Because it's kind of the same confusing thing in Wonder Woman.
Well, it's only Wikipedia. You're playing the trailer in the background.
Yeah.
One thing I am excited about, I like seeing Storm, the seahorse. I really liked Storm.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm like, there are parts of it that I sit there and I go, all right, man, I'm all in on this. I actually like the movie trailer better muted. That says to me the story's what bothers me.
Probably.
Right? Like, it's like, I'm coming to fight my brother. Thor ripoff.
For a moment there, it had a bit of, like, they're going to Jar Jar land.
Yeah, it's, the scenery's kind of weird for what I envisioned.
Oh, see, look at that one shot. Sorry, Andrew, that one shot there, they have one actor who looks like more of the traditional blonde-haired, short blonde-haired
Aquaman. Right.
Yeah, so they're doing a little wink and nod, I think.
Yeah, I get that. I just feel like, when I watch it, the...
Redheads.
Yeah, well, redheads are evil. We all know that.
Film
thinks so. I feel
so.
Like the graphics are kind of... Maybe I'm just not on par with what their envision of an underwater...
Wait, so Manta a black guy?
I think he's green in this trailer. Oh, no. Apparently not.
Well, because they showed, like, the helmet already off, but it looked like he was taking the helmet off.
Maybe. I don't know who plays Manta. I haven't even looked that far.
I like Manta. He's a cool looking.
He was a villain. Great villain.
There's the comment, even though he have it on mute.
Yeah, where I thought about redheads.
I thought of redheads.
Yeah, well, you know, it's true. Crazy redheads.
But how do they jump out of a plane? They can't fly.
Well, he could fly in Justice League, right?
He can't. No.
Yes,
Wonder
he
Woman
did.
Can.
No, he flew in Justice League.
You're flying like a cuckoo bird.
God,
they cannot.
Have to watch that movie.
No.
Remember he rode one of the aliens that came with...
Hey, what he does on his spare time. The Cyborg. He hitched a ride with Cyborg.
Yeah, no, and then
he
released
him. He can't fly.
I'm pretty sure they have him, like, maybe really superhuman jumps, right? Like, how did he get to where Kal... In Justice League, how did he get to where Kal-El was way before Batman? Right, all of a sudden, Kal-El's looking around. You know, Superman's looking around in the fight scene where Cyborg fires on him, and everybody's there really fast. He kind of flies.
He rode a whale. That's my only explanation.
Right?
The boy don't fly. I'm telling you.
I can show you video proof that it's not that you might be wrong.
I might be.
And I'm seeing some in that trailer. I think that's what's my problem.
I'm still trying to get over the fact that Wonder Woman can fly herself. Because, I don't read the DC comics. I'm all about the Super Friends in the morning, and she don't...
Yeah,
you know,
she never flew. She always had the jet.
Invisible.
Yeah, but Aquaman used to fly in that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, she used to fly next to Superman.
Aquaman can't fly. No, and the opening credits of the old school 70s, 80s Super Friends, they had him flying in the opening credits. But
yeah.
But he cannot fly. He can fly into water, but not in the
sun. Oh, look, first thing up on Google, can Aquaman fly? It came right up. Aquaman gets 15 powers you didn't know Aquaman had.
You can't
Screen
trust
rant.
Google.
Screen rant.
You can't trust
Night
him
vision, intense heat resistance, telepathy. We knew he had that.
Well, yeah.
Summoning undead sea life. We knew. Ooh.
What?
Oh, it would be much cooler if he could.
Undead sea. So he can talk to a tuna can? Is that what they're saying?
No, he can talk to live sea things.
No, you said a dead thing, too. Something dead.
He has access to the clear. I don't even know what that means.
Well.
Superhuman strength. We know that.
Sure.
Water wrath. We know that. Superhuman hearing and sonar. We know that. Flying, number seven.
That's incorrect.
He can fly.
Inaccurate.
It says here, along with superhuman strength and superhuman senses, perhaps the most common sought-after superpower in the comic world is the power of flight.
See, it's ranked at number seven, which means they probably added it later.
He has superhuman jumping, which what does that matter if you can fly?
Exactly my point. You see, it's all
superhuman
convoluted.
Speed does not matter if you can fly. He can heal people?
Maybe mend a broken heart?
No, he looks like in the comics he healed somebody that's really tore up.
He has access to fish
oils. He can
open
portals, control the weather, and he has magic.
No. No and no. I reject all of those.
Yeah, I reject
three.
A lot of them.
Because you start messing around too much because you say he's got magic, then that means he's got something on Superman at that point. And as much as beloved as Aquaman is to me in my dear heart, he's got no chance against Superman. You can't even give him that little pinhole of a spot.
I mean, right. Know? Like, if he had all these powers, why did they need to wake Superman up?
Yeah.
Right? He got fly, everything that Superman does.
Yeah.
Except for he doesn't.
Because, like, on the whatchamacallit, the movies.
I was in something really jerky, so go ahead.
Yeah, look at the shock in my face. But in the movie Justice League, he's super-powered dude. But
yeah, he's more powerful than the average Joe.
But, yeah, he's not flying around with laser beams and, I don't know. That feels like we're going down rabbit hole with this conversation.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
It does.
It's just, Aquaman doesn't fly, I'm telling you. even if it says so.
So, you know what that is,
Phil? That's fake news.
Yeah, I'm going to fake news. I'm going to go watch Aquaman. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt. It's visually.
I have a little problem with some of the visuals.
That could be to your benefit by putting the bar low. It could be better than what you think. So that may
like,
help.
Honestly, that's how I was with Justice League, and I ended up really liking Justice League.
Shut up.
I had the bar
really
low.
Really liking it? Oh.
It was then, way better than I expected.
But then you watched Infinity Wars, and then you
and
went,
then I was
wow.
like, thank God they released Justice League before Infinity Wars.
Well, I don't know about thank God. Maybe the marketing guy said, we can't match up. We got to go first.
Yeah. They were like, whoa, hey.
We're not following that.
Yeah, no, because that would have been, that word would have got out about that, and they would have been like, oh, look, turn at Regal.
But long short, I think, Aquaman, people are going to go watch it. Plus, it's in December. It's the only big...
Yeah, it's going to be a great place to meet chicks because there's going to be a bunch of chicks wanting to see Jason Momoa with his shirt off for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to grow my hair long. I'm not going to get in shape. That's ridiculous. But I'm going to grow my hair long.
So you're saying a bunch of girls are going to want to get their Khaleesi on, basically.
Yeah, after that movie's going to be good picking. Yeah, make sure before you go in to see the movie, you buy all the chicks you can beer.
He is a favorite of the ladies.
Yeah, they love him.
he's married to Huxtable, actually, and if you didn't know.
Lisa Bonet?
They have like 2 or 3 feral children.
I didn't realize that was her husband. She's got to be old on him then, right?
I think she is older, yeah.
Yeah.
He dresses weird in real life world, too. He's kind of a spinster, not spinster, hipster.
Well, yeah, to be married to her?
I guess. He's kind of a cool dude, don't get me wrong. It's kind of weird. Usually guys who are that kind of hipstery aren't like in serious workout regimens, but he is hardcore, obviously, from his physique.
He's also Conan the Barbarian.
Well, he probably doesn't want to talk about that too much.
No,
there have been a few versions of that.
I thought he did a good job of that, but whatever.
I'm looking forward to the next one. We haven't really talked about that, where Arnold's coming back as Conan the King.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that one day, but there's no trailers, right?
They announced it's happening, but yeah, I don't even know if they shot in one frame yet.
Yeah, I thought he did good as Conan the Barbarian. I know a lot of
well,
people.
Well, let's do a segue if we're done with Aquaman. Well, since we're in DC, we'll go to one, two. Ready for it? We're in trouble. What do? We say,
Shazam!
Shazam! Oh, wait, that's the wrong. That's the Gomer Pyle.
That's it. That's
no one will
Gomer
get
Pyle.
Under 30 or even under 40.
Probably under 40. Shazam!
So both of us winced.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Billy Batson, the kid. He stuck up for the handicapped kid, and he's got kind of a quirk. But then as soon as I saw the fake muscles and they're pushing
the
comedy.
Why do you have fake muscles? In the days of steroids, why do we have fake muscles?
I can't answer that question. But because DC, let me get my thought out here, they see me playing catch up constantly, whether it's the, Justice League or what have you. It looks like they're playing catch up to what we'll be talking about next week, Ant-Man and Wasp. It's a superhero / comedy, or they're following the trend of Thor and Guardians of the Galaxy. They're adding strong amount element of humor.
Yeah, and they're trying to do that in Aquaman, right? They're trying to make Aquaman. Yeah, they're trying to make Aquaman humor. Into the funny guy.
No.
Yes.
No. Emo Flash.
Did you
is a
not
funny
watch
guy.
Justice
Did
League?
Did you not watch it? Don't yell at me. I'll yell back.
Did you not you. Watch Justice
I'll sweat
League?
You watch Rocky? I don't sweat you.
Sucky now.
No. See. No. Flash was the comic foil in Justice League.
No.
Aquaman
like,
was like
Aquaman
going,
when he sat on the
on the
like,
truth.
Oh, look. Oh, really? You really like do the, us a bat?
He's like the fraternity guy, but he's
right,
not.
He's
not
trying
the comic
to make him
relief.
Into the Thor, into the comic relief.
Yeah, that's. I think that's an extension. But having said that, again, well, from the Aquaman trailer, I didn't get like hardcore comedy. My point, but with
right,
Shazam,
well, that's the problem.
But with
he's
Shazam,
not funny.
But with Shazam, I get the hardcore. They're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
I didn't really. You did. You LOL'd. I didn't really LOL in the entire clip myself. When they
yeah,
came
I
out the window, you're like, ah, you chuckled. I saw
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I did.
Deny,
I did. I did chuckle. I chuckle a lot.
No, you don't. It's got to be really funny. And that wasn't really fun, yet you chuckled. So that gives me cause for pause.
Oh, I didn't realize I was being judged there.
It's the internet era.
Yeah. I watch it and I want to like Shazam.
I want it too because he was like...
He was one of my favorites.
Yeah, but see, they're going comic. Shazam, you could debate maybe Green Lantern, but Shazam is the only one who can go toe-to-toe with you-know-who. Big Blue.
Yeah.
And I don't see this Shazam matching up with Superman for freaking 2 seconds.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Because he's basically super... Plus, because the edge that Shazam has on Superman is he's magic.
Right.
So he's got an edge there. Yeah, Superman's got the eye blasters and maybe the cold breath, but that's about it. Otherwise, toe for toe, they're matched up.
Right.
So the magic is a huge edge. Again, going back to the thing where they're trying to make Aquaman have magic, which is just that's
yeah.
just silly. Silly.
Well, DC's giving too many powers to too many people.
They're playing catch up. They're playing Marvel catch up. That's all it is. But again, it just the fake muscles are hurting me. It just it looks
yeah,
like the fake suit.
You know, you can kind of get away with it if you know it's like a fake suit, and there's like if they open up the suit sometime in the movie, and there's like robot stuff or secret pockets in there hidden behind the muscles,
or even a CGI like it's a turtle that where they're wearing you know the Ninja Turtles where they're wearing
right.
the foam suits, but it just makes this look like
yeah, his head looks way too small. It looks like, and I get it, they're trying to make this kid into an adult body and keep his face. But it's not...
It's not working.
It's not working. It looks
you know, I'd
ridiculous.
Love to be wrong, but...
It looks ridiculous.
Can you imagine... Like you freeze-frame one of the shots in trailer with these full suits and you know the foam muscles. Can you see him walking around next to Batman and Superman and Gal Gadot? Gadot. T's silent. I don't know.
Yeah. It can be whatever she wants.
That's right. She's got the sweetest smile.
Yeah.
I swear to God, she smiles. I fall in love every single time.
Yeah. I'm fine with her being able to fly and her wristbands being all powerful.
Her X-Force / Deadpool cross.
Deadpool wristbands.
And no. Oh, and Wakanda.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda X-Force Wonder Woman cross.
Yeah. I'm totally okay with that because...
She's got he has a sweet smile.
Yeah,
if I sat on the lasso of truth and justice, I would say you've got the sweetest smile.
She'd be beating me with the club of
no, we don't
the
want
club
to see
of
you.
Keeping away.
I'm fairly sure her sword would be lodged deep in your skull.
Yeah, probably.
If you're telling the truth.
I'd probably be okay with it.
So I don't know. Is there much more to say about Shazam? It's just like so bad.
Listen. And this is the difference to me between Marvel and DC.
Oh boy, there's a lot.
Marvel, I walk in there and I expect greatness.
Yeah, excellence.
DC, I walk in there and I expect crap.
You're like, attaboy, come on.
Pull it out.
Please.
Make me cheer.
Make me want it.
Throw the right hook of justice.
I'm right there.
Right?
Oh, they've got no right. They don't have a pinky toe of justice either.
Yeah, you know, but like I feel like, oh, all right, give me that moment.
Is it like your underachieving kid that you really want to do well?
Yeah.
You know he's crap, but he's your kid.
Yes. Like, my kid will never score a goal in soccer, but...
Participation medal.
But I walk in there and I hope to be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, you're
where Marvel, if Marvel put out crap like this, I'd be cussing
dang.
And swearing.
Oh, the interwebs would go nuts.
Yeah.
We'd need our safe space.
I don't understand why I'm okay with DC doing it. And I'm like,
well, no,
oh, don't pay my $7.
Well, because Marvel has, they've give them credit. They put their bar really high and they've delivered nine times out of nine and a half, you know? So let's move on from Shazam, because in those boots, you freeze framed on his boots. What's up with the boots?
I have no idea. The whole outfit is kind of...
I mean, they're staying almost a little too true. You know, people bitch about everything's, you know, and I do, but like Superman.
You bitch all the time.
I once. So Superman's thing, you know, he's too dark. You know, that's Batman's hook. Make Superman all the light, but Shazam's costume, man, it's looking like they made it in the early 80s.
It looks like we made it. There. Let's be honest. It looks like that's somebody's Halloween costume. I'm going to go to Comic-Con and be Shazam.
I mean, it's quality, but it's too campy. And they make the star glow. You know what? As you say that, I could see them making
Shazam Halloween costumes.
I could see that, yeah.
Yeah, with a little AAA battery in there to light the yellow lightning bolt.
Okay,
up.
I'm going
to
make, it's not the cleanest segue, but we were mentioning it before we started the show. I was going to connect the dots with Christopher Reeve and Darth Vader.
Because go ahead.
Because you're cracking on Christopher Reeve not having enough, because he worked out. The reason he, from 1 to 2, it's a nuance. You may have to look at it more closely, but he did muscle out a little more. And
well,
from
steroids, right?
He worked out with David Prowse.
Oh.
Darth Vader.
Okay. I was thinking, when you said Darth Vader, I was thinking James Earl Jones. That's why I was going laughing even further.
I love you, Phil, but you're an idiot. That is, there's no connection.
I know. That's why I was like, I was like, go back to China,
David
man.
David Prowse. Okay, that's good. I knew I shouldn't have said I loved you, because you would, that would be a credit that you have now exploited. You had your credit as zero.
Yeah, credit again. Back to zero.
But no, that David Prowse took him on, and unless it's urban legend and it's fake internet news, but I believe I read that article back in the 70s or early 80s. He took Christopher Reeve under his wing and brought him to the gym and gave him some workouts, so he muscled out more.
Well, there is, when you search on Google.
Well, it's just the
nerd. It does. I found Cinema Blend has an article confirming
just,
your
just
starts.
As a nerd, how cool is that to know Superman was had
on the dark side?
Darth Vader train him. You know, that's kind of cool, right?
Maybe that's where they get the darkness in Superman.
Or the poor writing and they kicked Donner out. That's why. But you didn't even know Donner. That was one of his first movies, did you?
A Blitzen?
Do you know who Donner is?
A Blitzen.
All right, I'm coming back. You're an idiot. Come on, Phil. Work with me here.
I can't.
Do you know who Donner is?
No.
Have you ever heard of a franchise called Lethal Weapon?
Yes.
Same director as Superman. Okay. Ever heard of a store?
That explains why 1 and 2 were good and the others were crap. He did the same thing to Lethal Weapon.
They fired him in 1. Basically, after 1, they fired him even though he shot stuff for 2. Also, do you ever heard of a franchise called The Godfather?
Hey.
Who?
Don't ask me about my business.
Who do you think wrote Superman 1?
The Godfather wrote Superman 1?
You're an idiot.
Yes!
I never name call. You're making me. Stop it. I'm a nice man. I never
You're
name call.
You're setting me up to be stupid.
You don't
I
have
feel
to,
dumber for you, talking with you.
But you don't have to keep accepting the challenge.
Sorry.
I believe it's Mario Puzo wrote Godfather and Superman. Didn't know that, did you?
No, I'm still trying to get over the connection.
I want to make this nice little segue anecdote, little story, little trivia, and you've turned it into something altogether abstract. I'm hitting you too much trivia, am I not? Is that the case?
The problem is my brain's too small to on this level.
I think you've been wearing that Wookiee helmet way too long.
I do have a Wookiee helmet.
Listeners, he has a Wookiee helmet he brought into the studio today. I'm
so proud of it. My niece bought it for me.
I've seen the picture on Facebook. It's sweet, but I think it's curtailed some of your ability for neurons to fire in your lobes.
I have no idea what that even means. That's like the mitochondrions that make up the force.
I'm not gonna nerd correct you on that, but but viewers out there who are Jedi true know there was a major foul up in your pronunciations. Are you trying to make up for war not being?
I think so.
Is that country folk talk?
Redneck
Nation. Going on here?
I'm pretty sure that everybody is not dumber for listening to this show.
I know.
Here
I
we
am.
Go. A listener just called in.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Holy cow, Tom Cruise listens to us?
I don't think that was Tom Cruise. I think that was a clip. Oh, what was that movie?
Top Gun.
Could be. You may be right, but you're definitely wrong. I will think of that movie. Let's go. Let's move on.
Let's do The Walking Deads, because Godzilla may or may not hit as a conversation, but The Walking Dead will.
Okay.
Rick got a haircut.
Yeah, and trimmed up his beard.
Who did?
And trimmed up his beard.
It's still pretty thick.
Yeah, but it's not like ZZ Topped.
No. Well, yeah, I'll give you that. And it totally has. I mean, they on purpose. It has a different feel every season, but it totally has a different vibe altogether.
Well, they got a lot going on because, as we discussed, they look last
like different.
Week.
They look like they have different MASH units, basically.
Yeah.
And we lost the millennials again. It's what your grandparents watch. But yeah, it's just a bunch of different colonies or.
Right,
you know,
which I don't hate that, right? Here's what I don't like about that.
Uh-oh.
Is that they're getting rid of so many people.
Two big ones. Right.
And I'm okay with that because it's definitely time for them to go.
Actually,
three big ones, right?
Third, which is behind the camera.
Yes.
Scott Gimple's gone.
Yes.
He's heading the umbrella, but he's no longer running the show.
Right.
So that's going to change.
That's going to change a lot.
A lot.
What I don't...
They might start talking about their feelings more, which is not, you know.
Yeah, I'm not about, I don't care. I want to see stab zombies in the head
and war with other tribes. I want to see them, Rick trying to be civil-ish or like almost groveling, then they threaten to rape his young boy and he rips their throat out with his teeth. That's what I want to see. I want to see some visceral, and then they have the bromance where he's reunited with Norman later, and then I have a little bro tear. That's what, I want to see some visceral good stuff like that. This one... I get a little worn, a little meh. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm actually starting to root for the zombies.
You said that before.
I'm looking at episodes.
To eat certain people. Like, I wanted, even though I thought.
No, like, I want it. All right, I used to root for the zombies, like, get Carl.
Well, Carl. Like, I really love the actress who plays Andrea, but yeah, I couldn't wait for her to have her day.
Right.
She was
now I want the zombies to just, like, wipe them all out.
Even Daryl.
Wow. Because I made the mistake of watching that show that was on AMC called Norman Reedus Rides, where he's on the motorcycle trip, and never in my life have I was prayed for live zombies to come get somebody.
Aw, I've met him. He's a cool guy, dude.
It was the worst show I've ever watched.
Hey,
they took 1930s technology, these microphones, and this is, I'm not lying, this is what it sounded like, because they were riding along, you're like, okay, he's riding a bike, he's Daryl, he's badass. They're riding along, and he's like,
well, you know what he was probably trying to say.
He was like, isn't that beautiful scenery? You're a biker. Be like, where are the women and beer at?
Well, he's not a biker. He's...
No, I know. But they tried to play him as
Don't
one.
Take that away from him.
Man. But it was just such a lousy production, and I thought, what a sellout.
He's Durrell.
I mean, I really liked him in... what was the one where
Boondock
the Irish...
Saints.
Yeah, Boondock Saints.
I still haven't watched that.
You never watched that?
I should.
Anytime people just shoot people for like randomness...
Then you love John Wick.
The first one, not the second one.
It's
the second one was horrible.
Well, I won't say horrible. There's more of a story in the first one. The second one, it's cheap. It's cheap. What do they call it? Like on Saw, it's like it's the
gratuitous killing,
horror porn, whatever. Just seeing people, you can't get past. It's always fun to watch the close up shots. He's just shooting people within 3 inches,
you
know, and the shock value is it still holds for me.
Yeah, the second one I didn't like.
The third one's coming.
I hope not.
It's a trilogy.
Yeah. I'm going meh that. Meh.
Oh, stop it. What if him and Liam Neeson got together and they do a take in John Wick? Yeah.
If you gave me John Wick fighting...
Who would you pick? Liam Neeson?
Or John Wick?
Taken Liam Neeson? Come on, we're talking...
Ra's al Ghul or whatever he was versus Bill from Ted's.
I'm not saying taking the Star Wars. keep it within the genre that has been established. Taken Em versus Keanu John Wick. Who's your call? Who's on your team? With his kickball,
Taken,
who's on your team?
Liam Neeson and Taken, because I'd rather, like, at least he has like an accent and I can laugh, and I'm not like I would shoot John Wick if he was my partner.
So basically, you're making your pick based on style points. just on pure. You like the accent in his voice. That's
and he's not Ted.
He's not Quaig Hunt either.
Ooh, good point. But anyways, yeah.
I don't know where this conversation is.
We've got to backtrack that whole conversation.
Well, we're talking Dead. We talked about like 3 seconds of talking dead. About John. Yeah, whole stuff. Bunch, again, to review, Rick's going to go, and Cohen is on, Lauren Cohen's only going to be on there.
Maggie, right?
Yeah, Maggie's only going to be like 6 episodes or something like that out of 12. So they're both gone. Again, I get a little touchy when it's sometimes it works, most times it doesn't, where cast determines storyline, which is not the best situation. You want the storyline and then produce it. But now what's his name again? Where's Rick's real name? Shoot. It's
Rick?
Ah, yeah, Rick's real name.
Andy something, right?
Andrew
Lincoln.
Correct. He misses his family. It's been freaking 8-10 years. He's away. He's got to go back and forth to London. So that's the word on the street. He wants to be more time with his family, maybe at another gig. Opposed to Lauren Cohen, where she tried to negotiate bigger money, didn't work out, and she's got another show already ready to go. So, and then they bumped up Norman Reedus as the star and bumped up his salary at the same time. Point being, the story is now augmented because of the players.
But I'm not sure they had...
And now Scott's gone. He's not writing the stories directly anymore.
I feel like, and I could be completely wrong, and there might be people that hate me.
Both correct on both counts, by the way.
I think the days of Gunsmoke are gone. The 21 season runs, there's very few. Like, okay, there's a show in England that's pulling it off called Midsummer's Murders, which is one of my favorite shows. I watch it on Netflix all the time. It's a great show.
Use a Gunsmoke reference. Man, did you lose like anyone?
Gunsmoke was the greatest Western
television
show ever.
Knocked out Gilligan's Island. Ooh, I hit you with that trivia, didn't I?
Yeah,
you didn't know that.
Gunsmoke was a phenomenal show.
I still watch it.
Right, Matt Dillon. If you like gratuitous violence porn, Matt Dillon killed more people on television than anybody else in the history of TV.
I knew him from How the West Was Won.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he ended up killing about 7 or 8 people an episode average. He shot a lot of people.
I get him confused with the Rifleman every once in a while.
Oh, that's another good one that they shot up a lot of people. But Matt Dillon, I mean, he probably thousands of kills. Thousands. Over 21 seasons.
Can someone do a fact check on that?
But I feel like shows like Game of Thrones, shows like Justified, Sons of Anarchy, where they came out and they said, we're only going to have X amount of seasons from day one.
But The Walking Dead said that too.
Yeah, and they're past that, aren't they?
No, 12 was there. Was
I thought just they were 9.
12 and then just out there.
Yeah, but I think 12's too many.
Okay, that could be, but they did the point of having a finite.
I think, especially with the second series.
After they killed Glenn, I'm telling you, they lost. They lost it.
Well, I know. Everything. Were like, no more Asians in the new world.
I ain't going to lie. I was part of it. But no, seriously, just it lost its heart, you know? It
did have a different feel. I can't argue that. It did have a different feel.
Yeah, not even that. Obviously.
I think as a 7-year show, that would have been fine.
Yeah. I mean, Asian stuff aside, you know, we're just joking about that. But yeah, we're joking all the time. But the, you know, when other characters died, whether it was Dale or Andrew or whatever, it's like, oh, but I could see them still going. But once they lost Glenn, it just, I don't know, it lost some foundation. Now you don't have Carl. You know, I mean, Daryl's great. Love Daryl character. The other ones, I don't know if there's enough roots to keep that thing afloat for another 4 years, really. 9, 10, 11, 12. Well, where like you look at Stranger Things, that's supposed to be finite as well. So they're supposed to go all the way through high school.
Like I can see making those stops. To me, it's like I've punted on that show, Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, I think most people have.
Right? Like, how many years are you going to be in grad school or like?
Well, it's just the modern day Friends.
Yeah, right. Like
modern day Three's Company. That's all it is.
I'm done with that. I'm done. You know, like I really like what USA and FX and some of these other ones have done, where it's like, bam, 6 seasons, 7 seasons. Mm. Even HBO, 10, you know, 6 seasons, 7 seasons.
I believe the
term
you're looking for is jump the shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walking Dead has jumped the shark to me.
That comment's come up quite a bit.
You know?
But see, here's the thing. There's a kind of a love-hate. I see the trailer, and I'm having those same exact thoughts, but at the same time, it's just, it's nice to know they're there, and I know I'll miss it when it's gone. Even though it should be gone.
Yeah, you know,
I wish it was the final season.
But that's what... It killed me when Justified ended. It killed me when The Sopranos ended. But had The Sopranos never ended, we might not have got a Game of Thrones.
Well, you know, there's something to be said for, like, Will Smith and...
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I was not that offended.
You made me lose my thought, but that show and there was another show, they ended while they were on top, is my point. Whether you like the show or not, they ended when they're still in the top 10.
Justified was.
Okay.
Justified was a great show. Sons of Anarchy to the last three episodes was a great show. Ended up on top. Sopranos was a great show. I mean, that the ending to that...
A little weird. I didn't really follow the show, but I know of it.
Yeah, a little weird. Great show. You know, I like Shameless, which is on...
Showtime?
Showtime, I believe.
I've only seen certain clips, if you know.
Yeah, it's on Showtime. I believe it's Showtime. It's either Showtime or one of the
them
it's
cables.
Not HBO.
One of the cables.
I really like that, but I believe that it probably should have ended two seasons ago. Because I feel like these kind of shows, you have like a 7-year life on them.
Is all combination. Here's like as an example, and we're getting into the weeds a little bit of filmmaking. But you look at The Simpsons, still around. Was it 80 years?
Yeah, well, at least.
You could argue maybe the last 5+ years they could have wrapped up shop. But one thing they've done is they keep the writers fluid.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have the same writing staff.
No, they go after all these modern topics, right?
Sure.
Whatever in the news, The Simpsons kind of goes after. And I'm kind of okay with that.
Mm-hmm. I've caught a show maybe 4 months ago. It was a new one. I laughed. It's like, this is still quality.
Yeah, right. And it's because they base it based on new topics.
They trend it.
They're trendy. Yeah. It's a very trendy show. It's like South Park.
Well, they're not trendy, but so much they keep up with the trends.
Right. Like, your zombie apocalypse doesn't do that.
Yeah, it's kind of dead.
Or not.
Yeah, but we can sum it up. Can it last another 3 seasons with the same impact, or is it just going to be like,
will I watch it? Yeah, but it will turn into I'll have it on in the background while I'm doing important stuff.
What I'm missing already is the cliffhanger. I can't wait 4 months, 8 months for the next season. Right now, as you just mentioned, it's like, okay, I'll watch it, it's cool, but it's not like waiting between Empire Strikes Back.
Right now how I am with Game of Thrones, realizing, holy crap, it's still probably close to a year.
Right. Well, no. Listen to my example. It's like if for those old enough, from waiting from Empire Strikes Back to Jedi, waiting 3 freaking years.
That was the longest 3 years ever.
That's in the sci-fi geekdom nerd world. That is probably the most anguish that one can ever experience.
Yeah,
you get a taste of that in good shows like Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead. But The Walking Dead, I don't get that zero now.
I'm not.
Let me be cool. I'll watch it. But
I'll watch it. Right. Like the fact that I'm going, I'll watch it means a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, we get that from even from season to season, but episode to episode, like, oh crap, Shane is gonna kill. What's then they show the trailer? Like, I can't wait. What am I gonna do for a week?
Yeah,
I haven't felt that way
in a couple years.
I haven't. I haven't felt that since Negan did his deal with the Asian guy.
Yeah. Well, I know you get. I get that. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. So, and who's a good guy about it? I met Steven. He's a really cool guy.
Glenn.
Steven Yeun, dude.
Steven Yeun.
The actual human being who plays the part.
Don't call people by their real names. I'm horrible at it. That's my weakness. Like Superman, not Kryptonite's bad. Batman.
You know it. You just didn't know. You don't care about the Asians. That's all it is. And there's only one.
Speaking of not caring about the Asians, my favorite Asian movie rule the trailer out, too. Godzilla, kill all the Asians.
Steven Yeun bitches all the time because they think he's in everything. He's like the only Asian actor.
You were short round. The other day you were short round.
You got that too.
I was telling somebody else, like, yeah, my friend was in Black Panther for 10 seconds of FaceTime. To like, is he like famous? I was like, well, he was short round in Indiana Jones.
Dr. Jones.
And they were like, really? And I was like, yeah, probably. I was like, who the hell knows? They're Asian. And then they were like,
There's only one of us.
I'm pretty...
In the movies. Right.
There's like 10 billion of you.
Actually, in the movies, there are no Asians. don't believe me. Look.
Charlie Chan, right? The old Charlie Chan
movie. He was an Asian.
I know! That was the best part. Peter Sellers or whatever.
Was it? No, not the original Black and Whites. You're thinking of the Peter, the Pink Panther. There's a real Asian in that.
I thought Charlie Chan was Peter Sellers. Do I have the wrong Peter?
Yes.
You might be right.
I'm always right. I'm Asian. All right, well, since you segued that in the most racist possible way, let's talk about Godzilla. Oh, damn, look what I did. You made me say...
Godzilla.
You made me bring back the Asian race 10 years just by saying that.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
But one of my favorite gals is in that. Really sweet young lady named Millie Bobby Brown.
Sydney Toller, that's who Charlie Chan was.
Yeah, and that's not the most Beijing-y name I've ever heard.
No.
Okay, but no, yeah, you interrupted me as I was
I'm sorry, we're Godzilla.
Respect to Miss Brown, because she's awesome. She did a nice shout-out for my comic convention, the NovaCon.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I have to say, much props to her. And there she is, you're playing the clip. She's older, not much older, but she's older with hair.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the bald, and now she's not going to be bald anymore, most likely.
Okay.
In the Stranger Things, I guess.
I don't know. I don't really watch Stranger Things.
You got it, dude. It's on the Netflix. It's the number one show on Netflix.
I'll watch it on the Netflix.
It surpasses every other show, House of Cards, Stranger Things.
All right, I'll watch it on the Netflix. You know, I don't understand when I was watching the clips, they're talking about, like, the Earth is going to end, but to stop it from ending, we have to unleash all the Titans.
Yeah. The Rodans and the...
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I got who the Titans were, but okay. How's Godzilla going to stop, like, global warming tornadoes or whatever?
I don't know. I like big monsters going...
Right. Listen.
That one shot where he's doing the fire
I'm
into the
air.
I'm
still all in on Pacific Rim with monsters fighting giant robots, right? There's no Godzilla movie I won't see.
How about Godzilla versus Godzuki?
Yeah, I've probably seen it. I've seen Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, Baby Godzilla,
awesome.
Baby Godzilla, where Godzuki. Yeah, where he blew the little round donuts.
We don't want to know that part of the show.
Oh.
Do you even watch the cartoon? Yeah.
I have.
Shut
I even
up.
Watched
no,
the Godzilla.
Old cartoon.
Yes, I watched it. Yes.
Really?
I even watched the Godzilla back in 2000 with Matthew Broderick.
That's a sin. You realize that.
I know, but it was Godzilla, and I was like, they're not making
that
a Godzilla movie.
That was Ferris Bueller's Godzilla Day Off. It was
Ferris
horrible.
Ferris.
And, I mean, did you enjoy the last Godzilla?
I did,
but...
Yeah.
The one problem I had is, like, the reason you don't see lions and bears fighting tigers fighting each other, predators never... They go for the weak. They don't go... You don't see in the Godzilla, those are two predators... And you don't see them going after each other. I mean, they made Godzilla kind of the anti-hero. I like that. And
well, Godzilla's always defended.
He's the anti-hero.
Right. Yeah. Well, Godzilla's always like, the only people going to kill all them little Asian dudes is me. Right? Like,
no.
If you look at all the Godzilla movies, either Godzilla's tearing up Tokyo and killing everything, or he's defending Tokyo from all the other monsters.
Yeah, it's territorial. So it's like we have a common enemy. So he's an anti-hero. He's on our side, even though, you know, all of us look up in sunglasses with baseball caps pointing to the sky.
Oh. Godzilla! Godzilla!
I like the new, but come on, I'm selling to the crowd here, to the crowd. I can't think of the right metaphor, forgive me. But the one scene I mentioned where Godzilla just puts his mouth to the sky and then screams out the flame, I'm in. I'll just go and watch that on a big screen because I love me some Godzilla.
Oh, with surround sound? Oh my god!
I do miss the original one from the old Tokyo Jet. That one,
yeah.
I got that. But you know what they're setting up for, right?
Okay, and then I'm gonna throw some real old school.
Hold. Listen to the questions that are coming
out.
No,
what
microphone.
Are they setting up for?
You don't know?
Battle of Monsters?
King Kong, Godzilla. You didn't know that? Same people.
I did not know they were setting up for that.
Did you watch the last King Kong? It was good.
Yes.
I was pleasantly surprised. There's the one line, if you caught it, where they said, where the one, the guy played by the guy who does all the Will Ferrell movies, I can't think of his head, Curly mm-hmm. Fatty.
Yeah.
He basically, the one line that they threw it in there, and I could be wrong, but...
It's the bake of Shake and Bake.
Yes. On a boat. He threw the one line in there, and he keeps getting bigger. As in King Kong keeps getting bigger. Because Godzilla's is.
Yeah. Well,
tremendous.
King Kong, I mean, back in the 50s or 60s, was it? King Kong fought Godzilla.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other trivia thing. Because did you know? I didn't know this till maybe the last 10 years, but as a child, through my 20s, I did not know this, 30s hell, that they made two versions of that movie.
Yes.
I did not know that. Because as a kid, I got upset.
I
there's no way King Kong I love them both, but there's no way King Kong can match up with Godzilla because Godzilla's when just fine. He's here. He's got
when
everywhere.
I unpack after I move back into my place.
Uh-oh.
I believe I have both versions.
Shut up. That's like having the Fantastic Four, original Fantastic Four
I
movie
believe
version.
I have both versions. I believe I got them as a Christmas present.
I want to see Godzilla win.
I know I have the Godzilla win. I don't know if I have the King Kong win.
Because again, there's a shot.
Yeah, there it is.
He's playing the trailer in the background. But yeah, I was a little kid going, Godzilla got to win because Godzilla had the fire in front of the mouth.
He's a dinosaur. King Kong's just a monkey.
King Kong, everyone can get burned.
Yeah.
Yeah, how is he going to protect himself?
Yeah.
So hand to hand, you took away his fire breathing. Okay, now we got a matchup. You know, big monkey against lizard, but the fire, done. That's like Superman against
Batman.
Like
those things in the last King Kong movie that were attacking King Kong, those flying wing things, right?
I liked him when he ate the octopus. It was like a big sushi.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Is that really going to... Those things are going to fly out of their cave. They're going to see Godzilla. They're going to be like, nah, I'm going back to hole.
I'm good.
Forget that.
That's on you, man.
Look, y'all want to go after lizard.
That was a nice touch. I didn't really like them, but I liked how they added that to the story, so it was fresh. It wasn't like a retelling. Point is, the matchup, there is going to be a Godzilla versus King Kong or versus Visa because the same people are doing it, I believe. It's been a while since I visited that, and maybe I need to revisit, but I believe
you could be right. I would love to see that,
but it is Hollywood, so you never know. Just like Universal is trying to bring back the monsters, and then Tom Cruise did Mummy and they said, man, let's go to the Dairy Queen. Little plug for Dairy Queen.
So I'm all in on the Godzilla movie because all you have to say is there's a Godzilla movie and I'm going.
You're worried about the story plot and Millie's character running around and somehow she's integral. From what her mom is a scientist who's following this and she's trying to teach Vera, by the way. She's trying to teach her daughter Millie that you know, just know the deal. This is what they're about and what's going on. So somehow she plays a role in that. She's the grain of rice that tips the scales.
I'm not saying I really give a damn about why the monsters are coming. Oh, they're coming to see. The Earth heats. The Earth is giving itself a virus.
I don't
to get
know
rid of people.
Who's the villain?
The villain are people. Godzilla kills people. Right?
What?
Oh,
that's what you think where the story's going?
Well, in my mind, and it's tiny.
I thought we had established where your mind is right now.
Yeah. God. I'm going to sound political, and I'm not trying to sound political.
Get it out.
But you want to know the truth is? The truth is that 99.9% of all species that have ever been on this planet are extinct.
There's
no reason to think we're not going to be.
No, we're a virus on the planet.
We're a virus. We are hurting the planet. It doesn't matter.
When the planet says, I'm done with you, we're gone.
Yeah, right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we have technology or not. None of that matters.
I don't know why we're going down this route.
What I'm saying is that this movie kind of made me feel like that. And there's a virus. So it's like, oh, people are destroying. Godzilla's going to kill. Like, I was like, oh, my God, Godzilla's going to kill all the people.
He's just going to flame on and just boom.
Yeah, and just like burn up Tokyo and China and Beijing and Russia and Hawaii.
So just like the Asian Rim, basically. Pacific Rim, sorry. Oh, no, it is all Asian.
I don't think you. Who wants to cross the desert going to the U.S.?
There's lots of 50 miles.
He might make Europe because there's lots of.
It's cold.
Yeah, but it's cold. He's gonna be like, nah. I mean, we've seen him fight in the snow a couple times. He's not happy.
They don't have cold drinks in the Europe.
Yeah, he's just. He's always just destroyed the Asian countries. Godzilla's a racist.
No, don't say that because you haven't seen this because you're so white. He's from Japan. Asian actors out there.
Yeah, he's like the only one
and the populace only accepts him because they don't realize he's Asian. They find out we're in trouble. They're going to whitewash it. No, they whitewash him with King Kong. Wait, no. Ha! King Kong's Asian. How about
that? Yeah, according to the new movie.
Yeah, according to the new movie. I picked up on that.
Where was that Skull Island in all the other ones?
It doesn't matter. Well, it had like black people, so was it in Africa?
Yeah, I thought the original, like the 1933 one, had to be off. I was thinking like Madagascar area. But they made it back to New York pretty quick.
See, I just figured it's all coming together, dude. Almost. My paranoia's coming. Like we're talking, I mentioned whitewashing. They whitewashed King Kong with Dwayne the Rock movie. I didn't watch it. I don't know the history.
Oh, Rampage! Rampage.
It was a big white gorilla. See, they even make King Kong white.
Yeah, but they had The Rock in it, so I watched Rampage. I'm not gonna lie.
That's fine. Well, where did he come from? Did he come from Africa or New York?
He
or
came
what?
From a zoo.
Where was the zoo located? Where was he born?
California, in? I believe.
See, they whitewashed King Kong.
Oh my god!
You made
god.
An Asian for a
they
moment.
Made him into a valley girl.
They made him white. They couldn't even give us King Kong.
So when I Google where is Kong Island, I get Sumatra, Indonesia.
Asian. There you go, King Kong.
Why are our biggest monsters Asian?
It's because you won't let us come on.
Are those people's biggest monsters?
What are you saying, man?
I'm saying.
I'm almost 6 foot. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, your height was a foot, and that gets you at 6 foot. I'm just glad now I know where Skull Island is. I'm going to go look for it. Look at Caucasian monsters. Bigfoot. Bigfoot's only 9 feet tall. King Kong's like 75 feet tall.
Where's the point of this?
There's no point.
Okay.
There's no point to any of this.
You're freaking Yeti.
Yeti. Yeti's completely right.
I just want to say Yeti.
Abominable snowman.
And the $6 million man fought him.
That is true.
Who was Andre the Giant at one point. I didn't realize that till recently.
Yeah, Andre the Giant did a lot of things. I told you about Andre the Giant and Conan. You didn't believe me.
I didn't believe you.
It's true.
I know, but it's I didn't believe true. You. But it made me happy.
The Princess Bride. Well, yeah,
but he played me. He was in all made.
I know, but I was just saying.
You tell me he's on WWE next.
Yeah, but the Princess Bride was on the other day, and they were at DeAndre. Where he was throwing the rocks at
fairy tale. Watching
Kari Yule's head or whatever. I said his name wrong.
That's inconceivable.
Inconceivable. I do not think you know what that word means.
That show's old now.
Yeah, I know. Movie. It's still a classic, though.
It was weird because it was a classic when it came out.
It was. It was, you know, was just...
Like, it feels like you've watched this before.
Marriage!
We're just going to quote. That's what all the show is about. We're just going to quote movies all day.
We could totally
We're not going to instill any insight on anything.
No. And I guess...
Are we done with...
Are we going to wrap it up? I mean, we went a little long. Which is okay. But there was one more thing I wanted to bring up before we wrapped up.
Oh, yeah, you had something.
I have a title for an article I read on Gizmodo.com.
A title?
Marvel offers grief counseling at Comic-Con for fans traumatized by the end of the Xfinity War. Or the Infinity War.
I mean, don't they leave the theater after? Like, they go to the parking lot in the mall? You know, that's kind of safe, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But it ends up that it's like a whole shtick exhibit. Where they have like an actor in there, and he's like acting. He's like, so how did you feel? And then they have like a group hug session, and there's like a big Hulk thing with hashtag group hug, and you go like get in the Hulk's arms.
Okay, that's fun.
And they have like just a whole bunch of things. They're like, what's your first MCU memory, and what's something that surprised you? You know, like apparently they get all into it where they think it's like going to be this, but it's a tongue in cheek installation.
That's cool.
So I kind of like that.
Can I interrupt because there's a trailer playing behind you. We didn't go over Mr. Glass. I'm so in on that one.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, I loved Unbreakable, and Split was cool, and it was a cool twist at the end when it was the same universe. So now they're all coming together in Mr. Glass. So I'm in. Were you not a fan of Unbreakable?
I wasn't the biggest fan.
I thought it was just quirky and it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I watched it. I don't want to say I walked away going, well, that was a waste of time. I walked away saying, okay, that was okay. Mm-hmm. But it didn't make like this impression where it was like, man, I got to watch it. And then I saw the trailer for Mr. Glass the other day and I was like... Ooh, how do I feel about that?
Oh, I'm in.
Okay.
Sorry, I just saw the trailer behind you. Should have stopped doing the visuals. I'm easily distracted.
I'm sorry. I put those up there to inspire us.
Oh. But it ended up making me interrupt your your story on the safe space.
Yeah, I know. You hate everything I do.
No, most.
Long story short.
Most.
Short one long. It was just kind of good to see that Marvel's kind of like poking
it.
tongue-in-cheek kind of thing.
Was it like the Shatner moment where he goes... the Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your lives? Get a job,
No, which, I don't think it's that harsh, but I think it's...
Oh. Which, by the way, did you see that, his rant?
No.
He went off on the Twitter.
Oh, who'd he go off on?
Everybody who wrote on his Twitter account. Not everybody, but a lot. He answered a lot of people. Because there was something about, like, he won't sign autographs outside of cons, kind of thing. And in my mind, he kind of makes sense. He's like, well, it's not just one autograph, because all of a sudden there's a line of 100 people. So either I'm a a-hole to the first person, or I'm a-hole to the 21st person. And I'm just trying to do my thing. I'm just, I'm at the airport. I'm talking to my grandkid. It's my private time, kind of thing. And that's why I go to events like cons or other presentations.
Yeah,
and
I kind of get that.
I kind of get it, too. I mean, I run an event, I get it.
Yeah.
And it's money.
Well, I even more than the money, it's like where do you draw the line at saying, like, if I sign one person's now, how do I end that?
No, as I'm saying, he'll be at an airport. If he signs one person, he said every time a line of at least 100 people show up all of a sudden. And he's being straight up. He's not necessarily being a Richard about it. But yeah, look it up. I think I saw it on Fox or CNN, whatever news.
I'll have to look that up. That sounds like something I'd be interested in.
Yeah, but he answered a bunch of people.
I completely understand that.
Yeah, I dig it.
I
wanted to sign my...
right, I wouldn't understand it if it was mine.
Right.
I'd be like, listen, here.
If I was Captain Kirk, I'd be like, phaser's just, just done.
Yeah, I get it. And that's for like any kind of celebrity public figure, right? It's got to be hard, because you want to have some alone time, too. I mean,
yeah, and he's what?
That's why they go to bars.
75, 76 years old?
He's got to be at least that.
He's the last of the trio, man.
Yeah. Oh my God, he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
I haven't really thought about
it. I thought about it because there's the one line he had in the movie where he got saved from falling off the cliff by Spock in the jet boots, and he's like, I was never worried I was going to die because I have friends. But he ain't got no friends no more,
he ain't got no more friends.
And they didn't even like him when he left.
No.
Leonard and him have
and
a tip.
You can't trust the red shirts. The red shirts, they're never around.
I'd put them in front of me.
Yeah, well, you have to.
And behind me. All around.
You would. You would, yeah. This has been the Marvelous Ones. We'll be back next week.